الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه ومن سن السنه في نهجه اما بعد ادير سيدة الرجل ان تسكن في الاسلام السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Ask Allah to teach all of us. We need a time to study the Book of Allah. We need to make a time to study the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We understand all of us who are busy in this life, and we need to give a time, as you give a time for your work, as you give a time for your sleeping, as you give time for food, as you give time for to stay with your children or watching TV. We must give a time for the Book of Allah and Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because Allah will ask about us about this ilm. What did we learn in our life? May Allah teach all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala. The first question we faced, we always collect these questions from this masjid or different masajid. Alhamdulillah, when we give the class, we receive a question from the community. So we like to share with you, inshaAllah ta'ala, the idea we may face it now. The question is, if any the blood came out from the mouth using the miswak or using the toothbrush, and then after you make the complete wudu, you find a blood that came out from your teeth, or you find while you are in wudu and you find a blood came from a different area, from your head, you have been injured, from your hands, from your legs, you have a pimple, blood, they took a blood from you, and this is violate the wudu. That is the question we need to answer, inshaAllah ta'ala. And it's easy, inshaAllah ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. This deen is perfect. This deen is excellent for all generations, every time, any place you go. You don't have any problem with the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah before he sent his rule, the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he sent his rule, he knows that you are capable to do it. Islam doesn't give you any hardship. Islam is the perfect relation. As I told the brother in the many, many classes, the brother who rejected to wipe over the tux, wipe over the khuf, and you're working in our office today, what happened to you? People would enter the bathroom in your office and found you taking your socks and you washing your feet on the socks, or I mean in the sink. So this is lead a lot of Muslims to be in a trouble, male and female. So the Islam is perfect. If we follow the Sunnah, you're going to find the answer all the time, my brother. Yes, you have right to wipe over your socks. Yes, you have right to wipe over your khuf, because the Islam is good and excellent for any place you go. It will help you. And if you will be experienced without any taking the action from the Quran and Sunnah, we're going to be confused in this life. We're going to have a lot of trouble. May Allah teach all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala. Again, the question. The blood that came out from me after I performed my wudu from my mouth or any area, if this is violated the wudu, the answer is no. The answer is no at all. Blood that came out, little or much. There is no any definition in any dalil, in any scholar, to make like, because the Muslims sometimes they make like a condition. The condition is to make it difficult for themselves, yaakhi. To make it difficult. Why, yaakhi? You cannot make any definition. If this is the Islam, keep and keep silent for anything, it will be okay, inshaAllah ta'ala. So blood came out from my mouth. Blood came from any area, little or much, doesn't violate your wudu. And the evidence is, Hadith al-Bukhari. And if you ask the Muslim today, you tell him about Bukhari Shahib al-Sahihah, that's the number one. Alhamdulillah, look what al-Bukhari said in the Hadith. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه وارضاه عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه ليس قرر الإسلام ما زال المسلمون يصلون في جراحاتهم. The Muslim they still pray or with their injured. He got injured in the war and never stopped them to break. And who was the evidence? When the Prophet learned that Umar ibn al-Khattab, he got injured in one of the battles. And a lot of blood came from his body. What did he do? He continued and he prayed. The Prophet said, the Muslim is still praying while they are in injury. And a blood came from their body. So to make it difficult, here is the evidence. And review the hadith of al-Bukhari, you will have the answer, inshallah ta'ala. So, from this meaning, I donate the blood. The doctor told me, go and do it, and we need a blood from you. Donate a blood. If this is what violates my wudu, no. The answer is no. The answer is correct. Even if you have a little or much, say, this is not allowed. And the question, the forbidden is, after you brush and you are in wudu and you brush your teeth and there is the blood that came from you, the problem will be a problem for you if you swallow your blood which came out from your mouth. Because we have nafs. Nafs is mean ayah from the book of Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالْدَّمِ. Allah said, it's forbidden for you to deal or to eat the dead meat with dam. What's that dam mean? The blood. So when we have swallowed the blood purposely, this is a violation. It's haram to swallow your blood. You must. So what I have to do, Ya Sheikh, while I am praying, the blood come out, I pray in a jama'ah, I pray individual, and I see a fountain of blood that came out from my mouth. Or injury. I have cut in my skin and it's produced blood. So what I have to do? If it's in your mouth, ya akhi inshaAllah ta'ala come, you have tissues or something, take it away. Why you are praying and continue your salah? Because the hadith is, ما زال المسلمون يصلون في جراحتهم. The Muslim is still praying while they are injured. And if you pray and accepted the pray, to accept the pray while you are injured, the wudu will be valid or not valid? Will be valid. Because if that's the salah, the condition for the salah to have a valid wudu. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approved your salah while you are injured, while the blood come out from your body, meaning you still you have valid wudu, inshallah ta'ala, that's what we need, inshallah ta'ala. The only thing who will violate you, if anything will come from as-sabilayni, the front and that, anything will come out, I feel while I'm praying that a little urine came from me. Your wudu is not valid. Come out from the salah right away. I feel while I'm making a ruku', I feel something gas came out from me. Or a liquid came from my back. You understand? Because I need to go to the bathroom and I hold it. You have to come out from the salah. You have to clean yourself. Urine, gas, or stool, or what? Nadi, Nani, I am in wudu, and I found myself had wadi. What wadi is? It came from the front. After you urinate, there is a little water came out from you. If you find or you feel this water come out for you, right away you have to come out from the salah, the salah is not valid, and clean your dhakar, clean your private part, wal-untayayni. And under the bag, all the area of the private part that you add in your private part and include actually what's under your private part. You must clean it and wash your underwear. That's called wadi. Or you carry something heavy. While you carry something heavy, you find something come out from you. That's called wadi. A little water, it's similar to urine. You must make your wudu and wash yourself. You don't need to go for shower. Number two, al-nadi. I saw a picture, a woman walking in the street, I kissed my wife, and I found a little sticky water, it's not like similar to al-mani, like the sperm, it's not similar to, but it's lighter than al-mani. So what I have to do, shall I go to a sheikh to take a full shower? You don't need a hose. What do you need? Go and wash your private part in the front, and then after that, wash your underwear. Not to wash it, bring your water and rub it. and then after that renew your wudu, you don't need to go for full shower. The only thing you go for shower is the maniy. Al-maniy sa'ilun ghaliz. Heavy liquid comes from the man, white and heavy. After the jama', after you have jama', a meeting with your wife, you must go for full shower in order to renew your wudu. That is the first, inshallah ta'ala, question. And meaning the blood doesn't violate my wudu at all, unless we have dalil. If we have a dalil evidence from the sunnah, show me that the blood violate your wudu, you must give me the dalil. If we have no dalil at all, because the scholar could make right or wrong. If you have no dalil from the sunnah, from the prophet, from the companion, that means al-qasl fi al-ashya al-tahara. Originally, everything is pure. مَا لَمْ يَنْكِدْهُ نَاقِدْ Unless you have a violation or something unacceptable to or violate my wudu, it will be violate my wudu as we describe it, the urine, the stool, and the dirt. Number two. The Prophet, the brother, one of the brothers asked, he said, why he performing the wudu? He forgot the tashahud. Why he making wudu? That's the question. Why he making wudu? He forgot the tashahud. The answer is, my brother, he says, if this is violate my wudu, the answer, the tashahud is not in the middle of the wudu, my brother and sister in Islam. The tashahud should become after you finish your wudu and not in the bathroom which you have a toilet. You are not allowed to mention the name of Allah. You are not allowed to mention the name of the Prophet ﷺ or any ayah or any dua while you are in the bathroom. If you walk after you come from the bathroom, you say what? Look at the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, hadith al-Bukhari and al-Hakam radiallahu anhu wa arda. Al-Bukhari Sharif, he said, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من توضأ وأسبغ الوضوء whoever performed his wudu completely perfect أسبغ الوضوء is mean complete wudu perfect wudu ثم قال and then he said أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم اجعلني من التوابين اللهم اجعلني من المتطهرين. Whoever said this for, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أنت دعاء اللهم اجعلني من التوابين. Oh my Lord, make me from those who express the tawbah all the time. If you express them, right away you say, استغفر الله, تبنى إلى الله. You say, make tawbah, repent to Allah تبارك وتعالى. اللهم اجعلني من المتطهرين. Oh my Lord, make me from those who are pure all the time, pure from the sins, pure from the impurifications. What is the result, my dear brothers? What is the result, my dear sister in Islam? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فتحت له أبواب الجنة الثمانية يدخل منها أيما شاء. If you say this dua after the wudu, the eight gates of al-Jannah will open. Widely for you in a day of the judgment, and you choose any gate. You could choose the highest level of the Jannah. Only with this dua, only after the wudu. Yes, because al-wudu yaqtil al-dhunub. Everybody performs the wudu, tatafaqat minhu al-dhunub. All the sins will be fallen after he performs the wudu. The best action Allah Ta'ala wants you to be in wudu. If you go from your house, be in wudu. If you sleep, sleep with wudu. If you get anywhere you go, go with wudu. If something happens to you, you enter the Jannah inshallah ta'ala from any gate you want. But tashahud, if this is obligation, somebody after he performed the wudu, he forgot to say this dua.
His wudu will be valid or not valid, ya Shaykh?
Valid, because رفع عن أمتي التقوى والخطأ والنسيان وما استقيد عليه. My Ummah will never be charged above his grave about التقوى. He forgot for I. والنسيان he forgot completely. التقوى والخطأ error. I made an error. I don't have any intention to make this error. والنسيان والخطأ والنسيان وما تكرهوا whatever I have been forced before, you are not chargeable, you are not counted, not counted against you, so your wudu will be valid inshallah ta'ala. The last question before you go, and this is very important. The question came to us, if I don't go according to the order of wudu, according to the order of wudu, you know, in the wudu has a certain level. You start, for example, your hand, and then you wash your face, and then until the end of the wudu. But if I miscalculate, and I make one part before the first one, for example, somebody washing or wipe his head before his hand up to the elbow. You know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned four in the ayah, Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah mentioned four, only for wudu. Whoever performing this four, his wudu is valid. الله سبحانه وتعالى قال في سورة المائدة بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين وفي صلاة وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين. الله تبارك وتعالى mentioned this for all you who believe, if you stand up to establish your salah or to offer your salah, before you do that, what you do? تَخْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ, wash your face. وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ, and your hands up to the elbow. وَامْسَحُوا, wipe over your head. وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ, and wash your feet. That is the four. Whoever makes this four, his wudu is valid. Sunnah came to improve you, to give you more reward. You wash your hands, You go and sneezing the water, you're cloaking the water, and all this action in the sunnah came. Your ear is not mentioned in the ayah, but you put your two fingers in the ear from in and out, and you clean your ear, because your ear contains a lot of dirt, especially when you go outside. Now, somebody, Allah said, اغسلوا وجوهكم, I wish my face were first. And then Allah said, وَاخْسِلُوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ, and wash your hands up to the elbow. I forgot to wash my hands up to the elbow, and I go direct for what? To wipe over my head. Not water. You don't drink water, you're not going to wash. It's wiping. You bring the water, and you go all the way, and you bring it back. Now, and he استغفر الله العظيم, and he starts to make, after he wipes his head, with water, he washed his hand, which you come first, the first came first, the hand came first, and then you wipe your head. His wudu is valid. If he do that, the answer, if he do that, purposely, his wudu will be invalid. He must remain the wudu from the beginning. So if you do that purposely, and you remember in the middle of that you maybe wash partly before the other, and the sunnah tell you must go and repeat the wudu, because Allah he put the order. I don't have any chance to make one, the second one before the first one, or the third one before the second one. I have no option. And what is the dalil? Sunnah came and explained to me also. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in al-Hajj, what did he do? When he entered Mecca and he entered the Kaaba, he said, what did he say? قَالَ قَرَأَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, Bukhari also. The Prophet, he recited the ayah. إِنَّ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. You know, الصَّفَى and Marwa is two mountains. After you perform the tawaf, you go for صَفَى and Marwa. مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ are from the samples of Allah. So this is, you have to do that. Then after that, what did he do? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, أبدأ بما بدأ الله به. وفي رواية الترمذي, أبدأ بما بدأ الله به. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the hadith, in the Bukhari, he said, I start which Allah mentioned first. It means when I make the Safa and Marwa, which one I have to do first, to go for Safa first or to go for Marwa first? Safa. So this is the dalil, the first dalil. Allah put it in order. Same thing in the same ayah. Allah put in Surah Al-Ma'idah, or you will leave when you stand up to offer your salah or to establish your salah, اغسلوا وجوهكم, wash your face first, وأيديكم, bring your hands up to the elbow, وامسحوا برؤوسكم, واغسلوا أرجلكم, and then wash your feet. That is what the order, that's what Allah wanted from us. So we need any Muslim, based on that, any Muslim found himself, he missed the calculation while he making wudu, or any female sister, she missed the wudu and she put one before one, what she they have to do, what is the solution now? What they have to do? To correct it or to start from the beginning? Start from the beginning, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants you to make it from the, to put it in the order how he wants it from you. He could leave it for you to make wudu, to choose any heart. But Allah, he commanded you to follow the orders. Number two, what I this is, if you do purposely, your wudu is not going to be valid. But what about the Sheikh Ali if I forgot? Somebody forgot about that. Al-ulama ikhtalafu. The ulama and the scholar, they are different in this situation. Some of the ulama say, based on the hadith, they forgot, you are not charged if you want, if you forgot. Allah will charge you if you do something purposely. If you do something purposely, Allah will, somebody in the month of Ramadan, during the fasting period, he drinks the whole cup of orange juice. He forgot completely. If fasting is valid or not valid, valid. Continue. But Allah asked for the first group of ulama, I said, you know, your wudu is valid. Second group of ulama, I said, no. Because Allah mentioned in the ayah, you have to make it in order. Therefore, what sahih and the authentic is, to be in safe quiet, what you should do, even if you forgot, you repeat the wudu again, because it's not going to cost you anything that Sheikh Ali, it will take how many, 2-3 minutes again, or 2 minutes, and wudu over wudu is light. Wudu over wudu is light. It means Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. That's what Allah tabaraka ta'ala a'lam. That's what we answer, inshallah ta'ala. You must make it in order. If you forgot, or if you do it purposely, you must repeat your wudu from the beginning, because Allah wants you to go in order. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also the sunnah to go in order. As he teach you, you start the first, when you washing your hands free, and then after that you cloak in the water, and then you put the water inside your nose and sneeze it, and then you go for the fard, which is, fard is, it is the ayah which we mentioned it, the feet, the two hands up to the elbow, and wind your head, wash your feet, that is the fard. Anything you decide sunnah also, you must make it in order. Wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala a'lam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach you all. اللهم تقبلنا واقبل منا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اجعل ثورنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا اللهم اصلح بين اخواننا في باكستان اللهم اصلح بين اخواننا في باكستان واصلح بين اخواننا في السودان وفي لبنان وفي العراق وفي افغانستان اللهم يا رب عليك بالظالمين ومن والى الظالمين اللهم نجي المسلمين اجمعين يا رب العالمين ولا تبقي منهم احدا يا رب العالمين وانصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم ابن لنا مسجد من هابل اللهم ابن لنا مسجد من هابل اللهم اجعلنا اهلا لعبادتك يا مولانا تقبل منا صالح الاعمال ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا شقيا ولا محروما واغفر لنا بالاعمال الصالحات اعمالنا وتوفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ولا تبقي يا رب الشياطين بيننا اي شقي ولا محروم يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر وعزنا بعزك يا ارحم الراحمين اغن المسلمين يا رب العالمين بالسؤال عن غيرك اللهم اغنهم بالسؤال عن غيرك يا رب العالمين اللهم اعف عن سيئاتنا انا كنا من الظالمين اللهم اجعلنا متى